The lawsuit seeks to stop the Ohio Department of Education from auditing ECOT based on questions about the process. The audit had been scheduled for February, then put off till mid-June, then set for Monday. Chad Aldis with the pro-school choice group, the Fordham Institute, says an extensive audit is important.
I'm less worried about the time and more worried that whatever analysis is done, it's right, it's helpful, it's fair. So, you know, I'm willing to wait a little bit of time to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
ECOT claims nearly 15,000 students are enrolled, which would make it larger than all but 8 public school districts. ECOT could lose millions in state funding if the audit determines that fewer students are attending. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.